Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so last week, some program director. And I write, how many horrible stories in our business begin with some program director? Nobody knows how to kill a good time faster than a program director, let me tell you. So this program director named Glenn Anderson, he already sounds like
He
already sounds like a...
Yeah. Wait, you don't know him? Because the radio industry is very small.
No, I don't know. I don't know Glenn. Anyway, Glenn, excuse me. Glenn decided that Baby It's Cold Outside was inappropriate now.
Okay.
In the Me Too era. Because the song sounds creepy and rapey. Rapey. It's a new word over the last few years, rapey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a new word to women. We've been saying some dudes look rapey for years.
Rapey. It's a weird word. So anyway, he says it's inappropriate because it has a number of things in there that are disturbing when you read the lyrics, the context of today.
Okay.
And so they've stopped playing it, and they're suggesting that everyone else just make the song disappear too.
There's outrage over it. People are not happy.
Yeah, I mean it's a classic holiday song.
Sure.
Let's face it, everybody knows the words. That most recently, Brett Eldridge and Meghan Trainor did it together, and I thought they did a good job on it. You know, one of the lines in the song is you know, what's in this drink? You know, and then some other radio person that I know that I saw on Facebook and I wanted to reach out and smack him, you know, made it sound like that, you know, that's a roofie. And, you know, that she's going to get roofied and raped that night because she's over there. And, you
listen.
Know, this was the 40s when this came out, remember.
If there's a roofie in there, you can't taste it. They're tasteless. They're odorless, yeah, tasteless.
I had to point out, most of the time I just stay out of that because I can't stand it. But I just jumped in for a minute and said, guys, I think what she was inquiring about is to what kind of alcohol might be in the drink. Anybody, somebody ever make you a drink at a party?
And you like, go like, what's in this?
What's
yeah.
in this?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was. So really what I want to do is I want to get the vibe. Let's start, Amy, start with you. What, do we get rid of Baby It's Cold Outside, or is that ridiculous?
No, it's ridiculous. And where does it stop? If you start here, where does it stop?
Grandma got hit by a reindeer.
No, we can't have that. Poor grandma got hit by the reindeer, but it paws marks on her head.
That's right. That that puts a reindeer in a bad light.
So anyway, I want you to Chase, vibe. Baby It's Cold Outside. Do we keep it?
We're sensitive wusses.
All right, we're going to read the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside. Then we're all going to decide, and you're going to help us, 680 Wolf, put it up on social media where you think we ought to keep this song or get rid of it because it's creepy and rapey. All right, it's 7:31. Here we go. You can start whenever you're ready. Amy's going to play the pretty girl in this part.
We're doing the whole thing from the top?
Not the whole thing. We'll just go down to just read a few lines here. Just start.
Right, let's start the middle one. The one
just
that
tell
the
me where you
okay
want to start.
Second one. The neighbors might think,
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
Why, thank you. I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside. Nailed it.
So, what do you think? I mean, no. There's other parts of this song that, you know, where people are picking out these phrases and words in here, like, you know, once in this drink and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And people are saying, well, that's not going to play it because it's weird.
Here's the thing. They're taking it out of context.
Yes.
One, first of all, as women, we're raised to be like, you should play a little hard. Get like, no, I shouldn't leave. But you don't leave. If you didn't want to be in a situation, get up and leave. You're a grown woman. Your limbs work. Get yourself out of the situation. But right. Jed's supposed to be like, oh, what's in this drink? Oh, it's so cold. What will the neighbors think?
So you're saying just like a little flirty dancing in the...
Yes. No, yeah. Don't do that as you take your clothes off.
Yeah. It's two people on a snowy night. The fire is roaring. They've been together. They've come back. Come on.
Bearskin rug.
Okay, Bert, thanks. The picture of you lying on the bearskin rug by the fire is very disturbing.
That's my Christmas card.
Now, that's disturbing. If that was in the song, I would say, let's stop playing it.
Hey.
But we asked people, and I put a poll up on Facebook. I said, is it, and I posted the lyrics. Is it creepy or classic? 97% of people who voted on our Facebook page say classic.
Well, I mean, it is classic, and I don't know. I didn't check to see how many versions of that song have been done. I mean, the most famous one is Dean Martin.
Yes.
And then, you know, later Dean Martin, they put Dean Martin and Martina McBride back together and made
that was a good one.
Yeah, well, that was a good version. Then I really enjoyed the Brett Eldridge and Meghan Trainor version as well.
Meghan Trainor, love her.
Ugh.
Here we go again.
I like her too. I mean, I think she's good. So I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and play the. Hello, it's the Wolf.
Hey, can we chime in on the Baby It's Cold Outside?
Yes, you can chime. Go ahead.
My 12-year-old daughter said it best. She said, have you listened to what's in the lyrics of the songs today? That people need to grow up and stop being so butthurt over everything.
Wow.
I mean, because it's against us. I mean, because this is something that most of us enjoy, but there's a minority that says, oh, God, I can't hear that, you know? And everybody else has to suffer because they can't grow a pair. Excuse me, but...
No, listen, I like you and your 12-year-old daughter. You are raising her right.
That's right. I told them, I said, y'all are not going to come in here butthurt over nothing. Grow up, because I'm not having it. If it offends you, walk away. Turn it off. Get away from it. Otherwise, grow up, suck it up, and take it.
I'm in love with her.
All right, we're glad you chimed in. That was a good chime. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.